I think we to talk about this game, we must talk about two different things. The season that we did, under all expectations, we was in the playoffs. In the beginning, as you know, we was in 19th position and we jumped positions during the season. So we achieved the playoffs with the very hard work. And I think playing a good football will give a very good animation in this championship. In the semi-finals against a very strong team that was staying third, fighting at last second, we win against Brighton. It's a very quality team. And at the final, we play against another very strong team with players from the Premier that was relegated with the same coach. They are together 3 or 4 years. And to talk about the game, I think Hull City deserved to win this game. So they was better than us in these 90 minutes. We try to do our best. We try to play our football. We don't play today like usually we play. We play better than this during the season and the previous games. But the sign after the game, the emotional between the players and the fans and us in the end of the game was a very good signal that all of us, even we are unhappy in the moment, we are very happy and proud what we did in this season. I think we wake up the giant. Sheffield Wednesday never will be respected, absolutely sure, and more respected in the future. It's something that we create, and it's a very strong sign. I'll talk with my players after the game. The signal that the way that the fans tribute the applause to our players and singing in the end of the game, and our players and us tribute applause to the fans, is a very strong signal to the future. And everything will be not like in the past in the Sheffield Wednesday, in our opinion.
Is there a frustration that you know you can play better than you did today?
No, but finals is you in the defensive part of the team, in defensive organization. I think we did well all the game. In the first half, our midfielders came too much to the ball, and because they came too much to the ball, the fourth midfielders came too much to the ball. We open a big gap between the lines between the midfield and the attack. In the second half, we correct. We start to put players, the midfielders, to moving more in different lines, more near the attackers. We link better the game. In the second half, we start playing a little more in the offensive part of the pitch. Hull City is a strong team. When they win the ball, they are fast and they are strong when they go to counter-attack. One of the situations, they score one fantastic goal. I think this game will be decided in this kind of situation, and in the detail, and of course, if they score the goal, they deserve win.
Well, can I just ask? You've obviously spent the season in the Championship. Steve Bruce has now taken teams four times into the Premier League. Can you appreciate the scale of that achievement?
Well, of course. If you achieve, of course, it's a good work. So it's when a coach stay in the team, in the club, and know the players, and time to work, to understand the players, players stand, try to do better and better. Of course, it's a good advantage, and it's why they are a strong side. We are a strong side, but we start our work in the few months, and there are a difference, and we must start to create more. More strong side to the future, to be more strong, month by month or year by year, to be more strong. But I think we are in a good way, because in this moment we create a base, we have a good base in our team also. So you know that we bring 16 or something new players. Most of them have contracts. We don't need a revolution in the team. So we didn't start well last season, the first 7 games. But after we play really very well. Hillsborough was a paradise to our fans. We just lose two games during the season, playing with the Cup, Capital Cup, and the Championship, with a good football. It's why the fans have this kind of connection to us. So it's something that will be strong and strong in the future.
It's been a quick turnaround from last season to this season, the way that Wednesday have risen up to the table. I know it's a defeat today, but the fans really want it. Wednesday will be in a strong position next season to have another go at promotion when they can't.
You know, to talk about the promotion in Championship, in 24 teams, 20 will be, in the beginning of the season, said we want promoted the team. So you know that next season will be a very strong Championship again. So the three teams that are relegated, they are big candidates again, and still in the Championship, very strong teams. So said that we will promote a direct or the playoffs, I think is not a good idea at the moment. I think the more important, it's feeling that we'll start next season better than we start the previous one. Sure, we'll be more strong than in the beginning. So if we do our job, and we'll do that, and try to upgrade the team to be better and better, of course, we'll try to do our best. But the first achieve must be, again, create a fantastic environment with our fans, and we want that they pay a ticket and they enjoy what they are looking. So it will be the first achieve again. Because we know that if we have this, we are more strong. And if we have this, we play good football, we can win more times. But you know the Championship. You know the Championship. So if I said this, 19 coaches next season will say the same. So everybody wants promoted in the Championship.
Did you feel you could have had a penalty in stoppage time for the handball?
I don't know. I don't want to talk in the final about because I think Hull City deserve win. So I think they deserve win. They create chances. So they score a goal. We didn't score any goal. I don't want that in this moment create something. I don't really. In that moment was a shoot. The ball go to the hand. Absolutely sure. If it's penalty or not. So it's not. It's better you look on TV and analyze, because I don't want to talk about this in the final, because is a party to Hull and they deserve win, so it's okay.
Looking at the two teams, how obviously you have number of players with like Premier League experience, recent Premier League experience. Do you think in finals like that, it is maybe a psychological advantage for the team to have players who have played in the Premier League, a bit more experience, etc.?
So no. I think we have a experienced team also. Our team is experienced. We have a lot of experienced players. We didn't play the way in the offensive part of the game the usually we play. So we don't create too many problems to the defensive of Hull City. And during the season, the people follow us, even in the previous two games against Hull City, that we draw in Hillsborough and we draw in Hull City, we create more problems. So sometimes these kind of things can happen. So usually we are an offensive team, we create a lot of chances, we score goals. If you see our team during the season, we score goals in probably 95% of the games. We score goals even with the strong teams. Today was more difficult. Sometimes it's a psychological block. Sometimes is the opponent that is strong. A lot of things can happen in this kind of games. I think the opponent was strong today, was more strong than us. We must understand this, and we must understand also that we fight at the limit. We go at the last second to try to win the game in the circumstances that we play. So it was the game.